Everyone repeat after me.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this is recitation of chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter is entitled The Yoga of the Supreme Person, Purushottama Yoga. And it's actually divided into four sections. The first six verses, verses 7 through 11, verses 12 through 15, and verses 16 through 20. And they can be made into an acronym, H-O-M-E. And so, home, like you said. And so the first section is about whether this world is our home or is it more like a hotel. What do you think? Home, no. Hotel. Why? What does it mean if it's a hotel? You check in and check out. And also it's someone else's property. Yeah. So yeah, you can't stay. Like when you go to the hotel, you don't repaint the walls and put your picture. You know, okay, I don't like the tile. I'll put new tile. It's like, okay, I'm not going to invest so much in my hotel because I can't stay there. And so Krishna reminds us that there is a place beyond this world that is our home. And then O stands for over and over and on again. So what is that? What is that subject? Circle of?
Rebirth.
Sangsar, yes. So then that's verses 7 through 11. Then M stands for maintainer of body, mind, and soul. Krishna in that section explains how he maintains our body in various ways, how he maintains our mind, and how he maintains our own spiritual progress. And then E is for the essence of the Gita. Verses 16 through 20 covers the essence of the Gita. So it goes like this.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Urdvam Mulam Adashakam Ashvatam Prahur Avyayam Chandansi Yasyat Parnani Yastam Veda Savedavit Adashchurdvam Prashitashtashashaka Guna Pravida Vishaya Pravaha Adashchumulani na santatani karmanu bandhini manushaloke na rupamaseha tatopalabhyate nantho na chadirna cha sampratishta ashvatamenam sarvarudamulam asangashastrena jdena chitva tathapadam tatparimagitavyam yasmin gatanani vartande buyaha tameva chajam purusham prapadye yathapraviti prashita purani nirmana moha jida sangadosha adhyatma nitya vinivitta kama dvandir vimukta sukaduka samge gachante mudha padamavyam tat natad basayate suryo nashashanko napavaka
So he describes this great analogy of a tree which roots are growing upwards and branches are growing downwards, and it's an ashwatam, it's a banyan tree. But like banyan trees, it also has roots going the other way, branches going the other way. So it's going up and down, up and down. And he says there's no real tree like this in this world that you can see. But you'll see that this tree is similar to a tree reflected on the banks of a river or a lake. So this world is a reflection of the real world or actual home. So in this world, you have all various qualities. But those qualities you find here are just the reflection of the actual. This is abhash. Abhash means shadow or reflection. So if you see the apple in the mirror, what can you do with it? Can you touch it? Can you taste it? Can you smell it? How much of it can you see? So it's an inferior product. So here in this world, we have love, but that love is very much a big percentage is what do I get? So it's not love, then it's lust. Where in the spiritual, that same thing is showing the real thing without any type of contamination of what can I get out of this situation. It is, as Prabhupada coined the word, unalloyed. Like you get unalloyed steel, it has no impurities mixed in. So he coined this word, unalloyed, unalloyed devotion. So nirmana moha, then he says there's this tree, great tree, and one has to cut this connection to this material tree with the weapon of asanga, detachment. And earlier on he described that we develop detachment also by developing attachment for Krishna. Like for example, you see not the fiberglass drum, but that clay drum. Everybody knows that those, you drop it on the ground, it's finished. So say, what's your name, Prabhu? Venkat. So Venkat he's holding a basketball in his hand. And Nityananda Chandra, he's a crazy guy. So I say, Venkat, catch! And I throw the drum at him. So what do? You just catch it. Now when you catch the drum, what happens to the ball? It just drops away. You didn't put the ball down and catch the drum. You just dropped the ball. So there are different paths of meditation. One of them is called when you're trying to negate all the fluctuations of the mind and get yourself in a steady, still space. So then you can actually develop connection or attachment to the Supreme. So that is like pulling the ball down and then grabbing onto the drum. But the positive meditation is that as soon as you become attached to the drum, the negative thing fell away. So that mind control, the control of desires and consciousness, when it becomes attached to Krishna, then everything falls away. Like as Vishani Vartante Nirahasidhina, Rasaujarjam Misopyasa Param Dishvari Nivartante, that one can restrain oneself from the things that gratify. Like if your doctor says, hey, you have a fever, you have a flu, don't eat ice cream at night. Does that mean you no longer like ice cream? No, attachment is still there. But when you get a higher taste, for example, a different example, is that if you're starving, then the food at the 7-Eleven dumpster will look appealing. If you're starving. But if you're eating at Kalachanji's, you don't have any interest in the food in the dumpster. You don't have to go through a 12-step, program to get rid of that attachment to the dumpster food because you have experienced the higher taste. So, yeah. The weapon of detachment, asanga sastraena jatena chitva tada padam tat parimagitavyam yasmin gata nanivartante buyaha. So then at that point you should seek that place, having which gone you never have to return again. You never have to take birth again. That's the home. And then he gives some certain qualities that will help you. Nirmana, free from false pride. Nirmana moha, illusion. Jita Sangha Dosha, conquering bad qualities, bad association. Adhyatmanitya, fixed in eternal. Vinivitta Kama, done with lust. Dvandervi Mukta Sukaduka Samgir, equal in happiness and distress. Gachanta Mudha Padamavyam Tat. Such a unbewildered person achieves that supreme abode of mind. And then he describes that abode. He says, that place of mind, there's no need for moonlight, sunlight, fire or electricity. Everything is effulgent. Now this universe that we're in, it's completely dark. We've got these little tiny stars. They look big when you get close, but out in space, everything is just like little specks. You know? And everything is dark and only lit up by these little tiny LEDs that are all in space. You know, we have one called the sun. But in the absence of that sun, everything is completely dark. In the spiritual world, everything is completely bright. Actually, in the Ishopanishad, there is a prayer, verse 16 or 15, where the person is the prayer says, "Oh Lord, can you dim it down so I can see your face clearly?" So behind the Brahma Jyoti is the Bhagavan. Brahma Jyoti is the aura, or the effulgence of God. So as he says in Gita, Brahmano pratishtaham, Brahman, rest upon me, because I am the Parabrahman. So then, next section is O. He says, Sharir mimaivamsho, that my anshas are the jivas, the souls. Maivamsho jivaloke, jiva bhuta sanatana. And they are eternally my amsha. Sometimes people foolishly have an idea that if you do some meditation, you become God. Krishna says, no, you are sanatana amsha. You're eternally just the spark of the fire. You're not the fire. Eternally, you're just the drop. You're not the whole ocean. Jiva bhuta sanatana manasastanji njani prakriti stani karshiti. And these souls that are in this world are struggling with the prakriti, with material nature. Shariram yaravapnoti. They give up one body. Yachchapi utkramatishara, accept a new body. Grihitvaitani samyati vayu gandharvash. And they carry different conceptions of life from one body to another. What does air smell like? Sweet or stinky or salty or? It is without any of those material qualities. Air has only according to what it associates with. Over the garbage dump, over the rose garden, different smell is coming. So the consciousness of the soul is being cultivated according to what gunas it associates with. Associates with tamoguna. Then it develops that consciousness and it carries it to next life. And next life will also be suitable. Maybe if a person is really tamoguna, then they get demoted to animal life. Next life. So you want to eat animals? Here is a body that you can eat animals, no karma. Be a tiger. Be a lion. Be a house cat. So no karma, because there's no free will, there's no intelligence. So no one is held responsible. That's okay, you want to do these things, then here's a body. But then you can't practice spiritual life and you're stuck again in the material world. So shrotram chakshus sparshanam cha rasanam grahanam eva cha dishtayam manaschayan vishayanupasevati. So he moves from one body, but he still gets another, same kind of, some kind of eye, some kind of nose, some kind of sense of touch, smell, taste. He's moving from one body to another. For example, how do trees are called padapa? How do trees drink? With their pad, with their feet. Padapa. So he gets to, you know, drink like that. So different kind of sensory, but all the similar sensory perception is there. Even like the plants have an ability to identify individuals, human individuals. Like there is done tests where a person will come in and they'll hug the plant. Another person come in, hug the plant. Another person come in, hug the plant. And the plant would have like or a tree would have a certain kind of chemical reaction related to kind of a, you know, they don't actually have a nervous system, but related to defense and peace and things like that. And so then there was one person, he stabbed a knife into the tree. And then there was a different reaction throughout the tree. And then again, hug, hug, hug. And then the same person who stabbed came again. Immediately the tree was, had that response. So there's some kind of sensory perception that is there. So, Shrotam Chakshusparshan Chaurasam Grahave Chadishtamarashayan Vishainu Pusevate Udkraman Tamstitam Bhapi Bunjanam Vagunan Vitan Mimuranu Pashanti Pashanti Gana Chakshusha. So, only those who have some wisdom can understand how a soul is living in the body, enjoying within the body, and giving up the body. Without spiritual training, one cannot see this. Jnana Chakshusha. Just like if the car begins to smoke, you go open the head, you look inside, and you don't know what you're seeing. You just scratch your head. But the same person, different person, mechanic, he looks at the same thing, he knows exactly the whole situation, because he has the training. So without training, such as Bhagavad Gita, people don't understand how the soul is existing in the body. They'll say things like, oh, women don't have a soul. They used to say that in America. Women have half a soul. How do you cut it in half? I don't know. Do you have both arms you can feel? You know, does it work, both sides? Or they say animals don't have a soul. What does that mean? So the chair and the dog is the same thing. You know, break the chair, break the dog. Do you believe that? No. They said African people don't have a soul. Therefore, it's okay. You have a slave. It's like a rock. Does that make any sense? No, foolish idea. So with training, one can see. With proper education, one can begin to see. Yatanto yoginas chayana pasha. Those who are endeavoring in spiritual life, they can see this. And those who are akritatmano, who are miserly in their own spiritual progress, who don't actually make the time and endeavor, they can't see even if they try. Then next letter is M. Yeah, we did though. So M is maintainer, body, mind, and soul. So Krishna says, Yaraditya katam tejo jagat pasayate kilam yachandramasi yachchagno tat tejo vidi mamakam. That light of the sun, the moon, and power within fire that comes from me. Without which, how do you survive? Can you survive without sunlight? Moonlight? Fire? No. How do you cook? And then he says, Gama vishita bhutani dhar mahamojasa. I cause the planets to float. Dharyaham. Dhar. You know? Krishna's Giridhar. So he says, I'm planet Dhar also. Holding the planets up. Keeping them afloat. I am the principle of gravity. Gama Vishad Bhutani Dharma Mahamoja. Pushname Chashiris Sarva Samabhut Babasakam. And by the influence of the moon, I give nourishment to the vegetables. So that is a farmer's almanac discusses how the moon affects the growth of vegetables. Just like the moon has such a powerful effect on such a giant, heavy body, the ocean, it also has effects in the liquids that are within the vegetables and drawing the nutrients up. Gama vishit bhutani dhara mahamodish bhushtami chasin samar. Aham vaishnavanara bhutpa parinam. Now say you have your food. You say, I don't need the sun, I don't need the moon. I have all my survival kit and I've got all kinds of canned food packed into the basement, and I don't need you, Krishna. And the Krishna says, I'm the fire of digestion. Without which, actually, there was one politician. He was so unhealthy that there was an attempt on his life. They tried to poison him, and he survived. How did he survive? He didn't digest the poison. It didn't, just went in and out. Never got digested. He had politician. And then now he's saying body, then he says mind. Sarvasya chaham hridi shanivishto. I'm in everyone's heart. Mata smiti jnanam apohanam cha. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. That you need to survive and operate in this world. You need to be a jnana. You may be identified. You know, this is my mother. This is my father. This is my house. This is smriti, remembrance, and forgetfulness. Jai Shishi Radha Kalachanchi Ki. And then the second half of that verse. The second half of the verse, he said, maintainer of body, mind, and soul. So this is how he explains how he is maintainer of the soul. He says, Vedeshcha sarve raham avidya. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Vedantakrit, I am the compiler of the Vedas. Vedavit, the goal and the knower. Evachaham, So he provides us spiritual knowledge for our benefit. So maintainer, body, mind, and soul. And last letter is E. So he says there are two types of souls in this world. Dvayima purusholo, okay? Sharakshare, vachak, sharakasarabhutani, kutakshara. Conditioned and liberated. Conditioned live in this world, and liberated live in the spiritual world. So is that everybody? He says no. Uttama purushashtvanya. But there is someone else. The supreme person. He's beyond even the liberated. Like I said earlier, there are some people who say if you become liberated, then you are God. That is a foolish idea. Because Bhagavad Gita is speakingly, and if someone is speaking, they should cite some sastra, some authority, not just imagination. Just like if you want to learn about Japan, I can't just imagine, oh, I think Japan is like this, I think Japan. I have to get information from Japan. I can't just say, maybe people in Japan have green skin, and maybe they're like this or that. That kind of speculation won't reveal any actual information. You can see the information that you get from Japan, and use your intelligence, and see if it makes sense. If you get information about Japan, and it shows a giant lizard going through, knocking the buildings, blowing fire, then you use your intelligence. Say, does this make actual sense? So one can critique the sastra and use their intelligence. Does this make sense? Or is there some type of corruption here? Maybe this has not been passed down. Because it should be intelligent, it should be reasonable. So he says, there is a supreme person beyond the liberated and conditioned. Uttama purushashtvanya paramatma iti dharita, known as paramatma, yolokachayama vishyabhivaita abhishwara. He's that being who maintains all beings and all planets. Yasmat sharamatito hamaksharat abhichodama tosmi lokavedicha prahita purushottama. And because I'm beyond the liberated and the conditioned, I am celebrated in the world and in the Vedas as that supreme person. And one who knows this without a doubt, yomameva samudo janati purushottama, that I am that supreme person, sa sarvavit. He has all the wits. Wit. That's where we get the English word wit. Sarva bhavena bharata. And he fully engages completely in my service. Iti ghuyatamam sastram. This is the greatest secret of the Vedas. And Arjuna, my dear friend, you can understand this because you are without sin. And understanding this, you'll become wise, and all your endeavors will lead to perfection. So we're praying for Mitravinda, that she, by this process she becomes blessed, so she becomes spiritually wise, and all her endeavors will lead towards perfection. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna.